Thank you very much. Yeah, we don't always get treated like this places that we go. Sue, my wife Sue over here, we've been married for 37, 38 years, 30, coming up to 38. 38, 37. She's like, it's a lot anyways. And she's like, oh man, if they're bored by him speaking, what about me? Like, I was like, what? That's what she said to me just before I came. If they're mocking him, what about her? It's funny when you travel and do different things. It can be very seductive out on the road. And what I mean by that is people, you think that you're really something. You go out there and people are like, wow, you're amazing, and aren't you great and everything? And then Sue's like, let me tell you about him. or someone, I remember someone years ago, they, wow, it must be amazing being married to Brian. She's like, oh, it's amazing, all right. So good to be with you. How many of you can sense the life in here? Okay, we go lots of different places. And there's for real life in this place. You guys are a perseverant crew. And you're going to keep doing that. Persevering. And that's a really good thing. I have a word from the Lord for you. You're going to make it. Okay? If you just don't quit. Right? And even if you... No, you laugh. Part of what I think last time I was here, I told you about it. I'm involved in Adult and Teen Challenge BC, and that's with men and women in various addictions and life-threatening substances and different things. And we're continuing on. And people are... God is in the business of setting people free. Today. 2019, September 1st, 2019, the message of the gospel will never change. The methods that we use to preach the gospel may ebb and flow throughout the generations, but the message will never change, right? Amen. Jesus Christ, betrayed by everybody, went to the cross, died, and on the third day rose again. That's why we have authority. I have no authority in my own. I'll never confront the enemy in the name of Brian. He'd be like, who are you? Paul, we know, and who are you? Right? I'm involved in a lot of... and I don't mean to pick on anybody else, but there's no freedom in the name of Buddha. Right? I'm not picking on them. There's truth. Some of the things that they say, there's some truth in it. It's because God has spoken it. Right? All truth is God's truth. But is there authority in the name of Hare Krishna? No. Do you remember that old, there was an old music group called the Gaithers? Well, there won't be old Buddha that's a sitting on the throne. Well, it won't be old Muhammad that's a calling us home. Anyone remember that song? Krishna playing the fanfare, right? It's only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's bottom line. Pastor Randy talked about if you've given your heart to Jesus, the table is open to everybody. Do this in remembrance of me. He loves everybody, and he's inviting. He's calling everybody. I have one of our particular students lately, he's in his 50s, and he goes, is it too late for me? And I'm going, oh, you don't know Jesus then. Of course it's not too late for you. It's never too late. Right? Never too late. So today I want to talk really quickly about active Christianity, as opposed to passive, yucky North American Christianity. So I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. I've been resting in this scripture for a number of months now. Verse 12 says this, so I've been memorizing verse 12. Therefore, and when you see in the scripture, when you see a therefore, you always ask what it's there for. So Paul is making a point. Okay? Therefore, since, therefore, as God's chosen people, since you are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So think about this. This is active Christianity now. Bear with one another. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these things, over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Verse 15, active Christianity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace and be, what does it say? Thankful. Anyone thankful here at all? If you want to beat the power of addiction, the power of all this stuff, you start by being thankful. Grateful for simple little things like another day clean and sober. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, like you have been good to me. That song started out, it's really funny because as a songwriter, you know, there's a process to things. And it started out as kind of like this really like nice sort of touching ballad. Oh, you have been good to me. And then I started doing these chords. I'm like, that's where the song should go. Singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay, so let's talk about a little bit about active Christianity. Okay? Active Christianity is this, is when you take a step of faith into what God's doing.
That's it.
If I hear a lot of people say to me, they'll be like, oh, you know, Pastor Brian, you know, if God really loves me, then he'll do something for me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Of course he loves you. And your part is to get off your butt, stand up, and walk. And do something good for someone.
Yeah, good.
We, you know, it's so hard to get people to come and volunteer with us. Why do you think that is? Because it's hard. Because it's difficult to be around these men and women sometimes. Christian, are you still back in that room there? Yes! Our bass player, Christian, graduated our program about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Has he struggled since? Yes, he has. Is he always doing well? No. But I love him. And we are committed to him. Yeah, you, right there.
All right.
You. You scallywag. I love you, dude. And 10 years ago, we got to play music together. And it's been about almost 10 years since we've played. And it's only been in the last few weeks that Christian was available. He moved down to the coast. He was living in Kelowna. And guess where he moved? About 5 blocks away from Sue and I.
All right.
In Abbotsford.
God is good.
I'm like, and so I'm so proud of you. I was just saying, has it always been easy for you?
No.
And even you were just saying to me earlier what it was like if you walk away from Jesus, it's dark. Yeah, well, it's tough, right? So, and it starts with really little things, like you start smoking again, or actually it starts with going, well, I can do that.
Or sneaking.
That's okay. I can have a drink, or I'm fine. No, you're not.
Well said.
There's a street version of fine. I'm not going to say it here. There's another version that goes, fine is freaked out, emotional, neurotic, and no, fine, freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. So anyways, just so proud of you and to be able to be playing music with you again and walking together and it's so good. So good to have, like, you're alive and kicking.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's good. So... And he is one stinking good musician. It's a privilege to have you playing with us. So active Christianity, back to that, is taking a step forward, believing and taking one step. That's all it takes. You don't have to be, you don't have to go save the world, but you could be kind to your neighbor. That'd help, right? So if you look at these scriptures, so verse 12 says this, clothe yourselves. How many of you know it's good to put clothes on in the morning?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
What do clothes do for you?
They cover you.
They cover you, thankfully. Okay, so they cover you. What's that? Individuality. They give you, it's like personhood, and you'll see, you'll see different identities and stuff and what people are wearing. And some of it's dark for some people, but nevertheless, they're covering themselves, they're clothing themselves, right? Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then put above all these things, the coat, the covering of love.
Yeah.
Right? So that's active for me. So I've been memorizing that scripture. We tell the guys and the girls, men and the women at the centers, we get them to memorize scripture. And they're like, I don't want to. Well, I don't care what you want. You signed in for this program, so... sorry, I just when I go into teen challenge mode, let me know.
Capital G grace here.
It's capital G grace there as well too, but it's also no BS. No, this is we it has to be strict. So then the next thing is, this is also posture language, like how do we posture ourselves in our life? Posture. So the next thing is, let the peace of Christ bear with one another, bear with each other, and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. So for instance, if you have a grievance against me here, could you forgive me? Everywhere I go, I make people upset. I'm not sure why. Sometimes it's like, you're just like my dad. I'm like, I'm actually not. So listen to this one. Let the peace of Christ. So these are all active words. Let. Embrace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. So really quick here. Just maybe one sentence each. What people that you want to share. What do you have to be thankful for today? What's that?
Clothes.
Thanks. Covering.
Love.
Grace.
Mercy.
Mercy. Freedom. Community. You know, community, you just can't underestimate the power or overestimate, whatever the word is. It's really important. You can't, you can try. Has anyone ever tried going through life by yourself? And like, this sucks, and or I'm going to be by myself, and then I can't be hurt, right? So the greatest place of wounding can be the, can become the greatest place of strength in community, right? And to be able to trust again. So I want to encourage you with that. So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So I don't know if I said this last time, but I was teaching at the center. We've had Pastor Randy out a number of times, and we got to get you out again. And to do chapel, we do a chapel every week, public chapel on Tuesday nights. And so I did this. I was teaching, and I said, you know, I challenged everyone: who's sitting on the throne of your life? And they're like, I don't know. And I said, well, you might want to know that. And a guy about four rows back started shaking violently and screaming. I'm like, I sense Jesus isn't on the throne of your life. And he was like, yeah, no, he's not. Well, you need, and he did. He invited him. I don't know how he's doing now, but so let the peace of Christ rule. Invite him to come and sit on the throne of your life and let him rule over everything. Right? Am I completely perfect in that? Not at all. It's an active pursuing, right? So a posture is, so Graham Cook, you've probably heard him say this before, but Graham Cook says this: let peace be your umpire. Let peace be your referee. And if you don't, like, if you're thinking about doing something right now and you don't have peace about it, don't do it.
Very good.
Don't. Stop. Take some time. Slow down. Our whole society is absolutely spun out of control. Yeah. Completely spun. Sped up. Speeding up, right? Don't tell me what to do. Like, okay. Whatever. I'll just stay outside of your orbit. So clothe yourselves, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. And then this one is looking a little blurry. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Right? Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly. What does dwell mean? Remain, habitate, stay. What's the message of Christ? What's part of the message of Christ here? You are loved. You are forgiven. What's that? You're adopted. You're loved. You're children. Anything else? The message of Christ. He lives in us and around us. How about take heart, for I have overcome the world. In this world, you will have troubles. Right? You will. And what gets me sometimes is that it just seems like they just keep coming at you and coming at you. It's like with hardly a break sometimes, right? It's so amazing, like in the kingdom of God here and walking together in fellowship, you'll see, you know, we were praying for that, for this family here, and
Ben and Ann,
so precious. Oh my goodness. That's the kingdom right there. That's that picture right there. That's the kingdom. That's the banqueting table, by the way. Right there.
Wow, Jesus.
Right? And I wanted to share with you that we have some very, very close friends of ours. Their names are Herb and Elaine Harder. I don't know if you remember them. Yeah. Well, their 32-year-old son was killed in a paragliding accident. Our son-in-law, Cody. He was a world-class photographer, adrenaline junkie, mountaineer. They just had the celebration of life for him like yesterday or something, right? Paragliding is dangerous. There's a thing called gravity. And if you're going to participate in these things, these are the things that can happen. You tell me, how do you reconcile walking with God and that? I'll tell you right now, you better learn how to do it, because that's life. It just, life just comes rolling at you.
Right.
I was just broken when I heard, I knew Cody really well. Well, I know Cody because guess what? Oh man, he loved Jesus and he's in resurrection life, probably interceding for this poor soul right here. He's alive.
Yes,
and I'm a soft-hearted burden bearer, and I started to imagine, you know, what was it like when he landed, and what, you know, and my friends that were all around me were like, let it go. It's easier said than done, but I am letting it go. And Jesus loves them. And bad things happen. And what are you going to do when bad things happen? Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. What else are we going to do? You know, like I, for my past, when am I going to go back to the bar and start partying again or something? Yeah, no, I don't think so. Why do you think I wrote that song? You have been good to me, right? It's a declaration. So, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put love all around them. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Right? I didn't mean to just sort of dump this thing on. Can we pray for them right now, actually? Can we pray for Herman Lane and her family? And the, like, there's mountaineers that were coming in from all over the world, and they were even tearing up. That's what I texted Herb, and they're like these crusty mountaineers that see people die every day. Right? Because this is part of the deal. And then one of our students said, yeah, I want to try that, you know, that squirrel suit that you put on and you fly and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm not doing your memorial. I actually say that to the guys now. I don't want to do, I've had to do memorials because people overdose. I don't want to do your memorial. Go get a life. Right? So, Father, we stand on behalf of this family now, the Harders. God, we pray for Charisse specifically, as she's lost her husband, that you will wrap her up with cords of kindness. God, we thank you that you are good and that you know everything. So we give you our, God, I give you my pain about this situation. Father, you are going to make good things from this. That's what you do. So I pray that you'll speak to all these mountaineers and outdoor people that have come to the, that are hanging out right now probably. God, you'll speak to them about eternity. That there's an eternal reality. Father, thank you. So I want to thank you, too, for Cloverdale Church here. God, I thank you that you are blessing us, that you're surrounding us with a wall of fire.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we pray for the Emersons. We pray for a good result, so that we stand with you. Father, we pray for, we ask that you continue to fan the flame of the faith and fire that you've put in this place. It is not going to go out, Lord. And so we look to you, dear Jesus. Help us in our struggle. Help us in our lives. And Lord, we love you. Thank you for going to the cross for us, for dying and rising again. Such good news. Father, we pray for hope. I hear the word hope. Hope. Faith, hope, and love. And Lord, help us to rest in that love. And Father, I want to thank you. Yeah, just thank you for everything that you've done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.